At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett. It's up.
Welcome in to an all-new edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. I write and talk about your Ole Miss Rebels at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On Three. If you join today with code JOIN50, you can get 50% off a subscription to the Ole Miss Spirit. So go check us out. And I've got with me Ole Miss hitting coach Mike Clement joining me in the Riverland Roofing Studios, the little house up top. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297 or riverlandroofing.com. Clem, how you doing, buddy?
Good. While you were going through those promos, mm-hmm. I have a lot of gray hair in my beard.
It just means you're a silver fox.
You know, I never had gray hair before I met you.
I find that really hard to believe. You're a Division I hitting coach, and you've been one for a long, long time. You think I gave you that? If so, man, how blessed have you been over the course of your career?
Man, it's all you.
It's all me. Hey, I take it. I own it. I do kind of put it on you to always come on my show as much as possible to catch me up on Ole Miss baseball because I don't know what's going on. I've had some people ask specifically, not just because it's the bye week, because y'all started fall ball practices. This is the time. How things are going, some updates on some guys. So what's the general update on how things have gone so far?
This is like you ask this question every fall, and I probably always say the same thing, feel really good about it. But honestly, if you don't feel good about it on October 16th, no matter where you're at, then it's probably going to be bad. But it's been good. Like, in all honesty, you know, at least especially from my perspective, from an offensive standpoint, it's a lot of new faces. And so that's been refreshing and good. We've been good. We've swung the bat really well. And, we played North Alabama a couple weeks ago, and we did, honestly, with no disrespect to them, what you're supposed to do against North Alabama, and handled them fine and really swung the bats well and gave up one run over the course of whatever we played, 12 innings. And, so that was good to play someone in a different uniform. And we're doing the same thing against Samford this weekend. So, but so far so good. Really like where we're at, and I think the development has taken place. And obviously, with the new pitching coach, you're starting to see some new things with the arms that have been really positive. So so far so good. It's been really good.
How's Hunter? Because that's the number one baseball question I get. Kind of, where is Hunter Elliott's velo with his fastball? All the stuff with Hunter. How is he doing?
Well, I think it's a legit question. Obviously, he's a huge piece to what we do. We've seen what we can be with him in there, and we've seen what we are without him. You know, like no one can lose their best arm, and I don't care who you are, that's going to make a huge impact. And he's back, and the fastball velocity continues to come. And I think last weekend he was up to 92, 93, something like that, probably pitching more in the, I don't know, 88 to 92 range. Which again, if you watch the national championship game a couple of years ago, it was more upper 80s. And the kid can just really pitch. And so his secondary stuff has been great. He's always had a swing and miss changeup, and he's developed a really good slider that he's thrown in the mid 80s. So he's been terrific. He's been incredible, and more so than his stuff, as people know, like the way he competes, his belief in himself, all of those things are force multipliers when he's out there on the mound. You know, he's so good. And I think just him being back out there is a huge shot in the arm to the rest of the group.
It's also notable to me because the last time I asked you about Hunter, the last time you were on here, because I have to ask you about you, because again, it's the number one question I get about Ole Miss baseball. And though you are the hitting coach, you're my dude. You're who I call for this stuff. You would know better than anybody else. So that's an improvement, the uptick in that fastball velocity, because when he first started, it was low 80s, mid 80s, and he was really – I mean, it took him a little bit. So, encouraging sign, right?
Oh, it's – yeah, it's huge. It's right. You're right. Over the course of time, and it's been the better part of 2 years, you know, he's had, just like everybody does, some good, some bad, and it's just starting to be way more consistent with the upward and to the right – trajectory, and he's been really good. He's gonna be terrific for us.
How does Austin Simmons, how are y'all factoring into him now? Because he's playing football, he's gonna play baseball, he's not facing a decision of any time now. I don't even want to talk about that end of it. But as far as y'all's planning in fall ball and then projecting out for now, because you have to now, but not saying this is what it'll be come January, February, how are y'all kind of figuring Austin in all this?
Yeah, the hardest part with him, and he's been over here a ton, you know, when he's able to be here to watch, you know, he comes over and watches our inner squads and was at our outside competition game. I think it was after the Kentucky football game, maybe the next day, something like that. I can't remember exactly when it was. Maybe we were on the road, but he was here the next day watching that. You know, he's around. The hard part in your question as far as planning goes is it's kind of a wait and see mindset. The hardest part with all of those football guys that we've had in the past is they have to kind of come in and make their mark in January. The good thing for Simmons, if he's healthy and all of those things, is that he's laid some groundwork for us to know that he's got some real arm talent on the mound and all of that. And so I think it's probably in the back of all of our minds that if he can come out and continue to be who we think he is, that he definitely will make an impact. But to say like it's talked about all the time in the office or whatever, obviously there's 40 other guys that are out there that we're mm-hmm. working with. And I think you kind of have to take that approach to it.
I think that's the perfect answer because and it leads me into my last Austin Simmons question. Again, I want to talk about the decision or the baseball football duality here, but if he was just from y'all's vantage point only a baseball player, how, when you scouted him as a recruit, you know, not as a football recruit, just as a baseball coach, what is his upside, or how did y'all see his upside when you recruited him? And he's kind of met that, even though he's had to do this really difficult balancing act.
Of all of the, if I'm just breaking him down as a baseball recruit, as a left-handed pitcher, of all of the guys that we've had that have done both, he's the most talented. Like mm-hmm. I think he just, and they would say this over on the football side of it too, if he just played baseball, the sky's the limit for him. Like, it's a real left-handed arm that is going to be in the mid-90s. No, he's got a chance to be special. I know he does over on the football field too. And, you know, the elephant in the room is the decision, right? Because, you know, he's got a chance to be QB1. You know, I'm sure he knows that. Oh, I know he knows that. And so the balancing act is a little bit different, I think, moving forward than what it was a year ago, only because he knew Jackson Dart was coming back and he knew probably what his lot was over there this fall. And it's a little bit different now. And I know how important fall is over here, just like spring is and summer is over there. And so that part of it, even though you dismiss that on purpose, I'm sure that part of it is real too for him. And so, yep. That's part of it. And I understand it from Coach Kiffin's side of things. And I understand it for over here too, that he's a special talent on both sides of it. And, you know, we have recruits and we go to the sideline and we watch those guys warm up before games. And that guy can absolutely sling a football. So, you know, I get it. I get it.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Callie. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire. Customer inspired.
Let's talk about something that was founded by guys who know a little something about hard work. 5-9 Whiskey. The crew over at Troll Company decided to whip up a bourbon that's all about grit and sweat. So, Ole Miss fan, meet 5-9. Two oil-filled guys figured why not turn our daily grind into something you can sip on? I mean, who wouldn't want a splash of hard work in their whiskey, right? This stuff is made with 100% Kentucky corn, bringing you those crisp, fresh flavors with a smooth finish. They even took the trip to Owensboro, home of the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. They went all in. And what about that name? 5-9 is a nod to those who clock in from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., but they're wanting you to forget about that 9-to-5 life. These are the real champions who put in the sweat and toll. They work hard, and now they're pouring the same energy into their whiskey. So why not grab a bottle? Seriously, help these guys out. They're literally drinking their profits. So cheers. Head to 59whiskey.com. That's 59whiskey.com. F-I-V-E-N-I-N-E-whiskey.com. And use the promo code CHAMPIONS20. That's CHAMPIONS20 for 20% off your first order. Tools down, bottoms up. It's 59 Whiskey, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks, has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards, the only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, I say about Austin, you describe a lefty with that 6'4 athletic profile and frame, throwing from that side, mid-90s, that's a top-of-the-rotation arm in college, and at worst, that's a 15-year bullpen arm in the major leagues. So kid's going to have a big decision coming up, but there are so many more other guys to talk about. Someone asked me on Twitter, let me pull up his name because he deserves credit for this. Well, I can't find it, but he wanted to know about a number of players, including pitchers. Patrick Galley is one of them, McClausland, and then Sam Tekoyan, how's he doing? You know, because he's one of those guys that y'all went into the draft trying to keep. You got him back. We've talked about that. But how are those three as far as what you've seen so far? And I'm going to get Jake Mangrum on his pitching coach. We got to get to know him like we know Clem. The hitting vantage point, what does it look like?
First of all, Jake Mangrum was a really good player at Mississippi State.
Did it again.
Frankly, a guy I'd like to forget about. I know he's having a great professional career. Our pitching coach's name is Joel Mangrum.
I know Joel Mangrum. I did it again. I did it in a story title, and I was like, oh, gosh. You want to hear something crazy? In y'all's 2022 national championship run, it extended out. We had to get another Airbnb. Did me, Jeff Robertson, and our boy Chase Parham. We had to get another Airbnb because y'all kept winning, and that wasn't expected. And we found this really random house downtown Omaha. Like, it was cool. It was older, had this crazy ceiling. Turns out Jake Mangrum's family had stayed in it the year before for Mississippi State's title run. So the guy goes, maybe this is a good luck house. Yes, it is. I will find out the address. If you ever want to know how you can win your team a championship as a fan, I guess stay in this house because Jake Mangrum help State out of it. And Joel Mangrum is here to help Ole Miss pitchers like Patrick Gallery, Sam Tekoyan. So, Clem, thank you for that. I am not going to forget that ever again. I'm so sorry, people. Make fun of me. I deserve to be dragged. Ginger Shrek, drag my dumb butt. But anyway, how are those guys doing?
Yeah, three different guys in three different situations. I guess I'll start with McCausland. McCausland transfer that we got out of the portal. Terrific fall. Just a premium strike thrower with three plus pitches. He has a role 100% in the spring. You know, and I think he could, you know, I think there's a lot of different roles he could fill. You know, I think if it were me, from what I've seen, he profiles really well as a starter, but he's a premium strike thrower. And so he kind of could fit anywhere, you know, low to mid 90s, good slider, good changeup, right-hander, really good. Sam Tekoyan is a guy that's in his third year in our program, was a little more prominent as a freshman, not as good a sophomore year. His last two outings that he's had here, he has been really good. Strikes have been the issue with him, and he has just filled up the zone with, you know, 94, 95 with a good slider, a short little slider. He's been really good. He's coming on. And then the last guy is Patrick Gallet, which is probably, if our fans watch us play, would be the most interesting arm, because the radar gun says like 98 to 100. He throws in short stints, one inning outings, and it's like twice as many strikeouts as innings pitched. He's throwing the ball in the zone with a good slider. Awesome kid who's continued to develop with an elite arm. And like last weekend, our dugout blew up because he threw a pitch at 100 miles an hour. It's a real arm, and Coach Mangrum's done a great job with him, giving him a little cutter that's like 92 miles an hour. If he's in the zone, it's hard for me to know what to tell hitters. Hey, this is our approach against this guy, because it's big league stuff for sure.
That's enough about pitchers. Tell me about the hitters, the transfer hitters. You don't sign those guys or bring those guys out of the portal, pay them NIL money to take their time and settle in. It's just part of it's the price of doing business. You got to come in and make impact. That's where the greatest offensive for sure impact is going to come from. What do they look like? Have they been as advertised? Have you wanting to see more? I mean, just tell me about some guys specifically.
Yeah, the guy that has stood out the most is a kid transfer from Louisville named Isaac Humphrey, left-handed hitter, will either play right or center field for us, hitting an important spot in our lineup, 2, 3, 4, something like that. He's been our best offensive player thus far. He's been awesome. Doesn't have a bad at bat. He's an old guy. And you know, you get into this thing and you think about the portal and how short that window is and how intense the recruiting is. And I don't know what we would have done had we not gotten him, but, he's going to have a terrific year. He's just an incredibly mature kid with no ego, tries to deflect credit, but he's going to have a hard time deflecting credit this year. He's going to have a really good year for us. The next guy named Mitch Sanford, who was the Southland Conference Hitter of the Year last year at New Orleans, has been really good. I think he plays whatever outfield position that Humphrey doesn't. So right or center field, really athletic kid who can steal bases, but also hit and hit with power. Those two guys have really stood out. The other guy that has been really good from an offensive standpoint is a kid named Austin Fawley, who transferred from Kentucky. He's a catcher. And between him and Smithwick, they have been really good, but he's right-handed with some power. There's a little swing and miss to him, but, he's off to a terrific start this fall. Is hitting over 400 and his hit balls out of the yard, can really, really throw behind the plate. And so those three guys, in answer to your question, are the first three that come to mind from the transfers, that I think will all play prominent roles, you know, somewhere in our lineup.
I'm not going to play the whole gotcha thing where I say, all right, give me the lineup if you had to predict right now, because it's lazy and stupid, and it's never bared out like that. It's always started that way, but then you look at the end of the season, you can't predict this stuff. I want to ask this, though. Is Isaac then leading off? If he's playing center field, even a corner, he could hit lead off, or he could be 2, 3, or 4. What is the profile? Because you look at the stats, yeah, he has pop, but it seems like he's more about contact gap to gap kind of deal. Is he a lead off? Like, what are you looking at him at right now?
For me, it's either 2 or 3. And it's
Mike. Mike's going to make the call. He's got the Sharpie. Before Clint said that, I know what he's going to say. I don't have the Sharpie, so yeah.
Not even going to get into that. But the easy thing with him is it's, I would guess, two or three, you know, depending on what your preference is, where your best hitter hits. But he's certainly that, and he has handled it really well. And I don't think that's too much pressure. He's hit in the middle of Louisville's lineup the last couple of years, and obviously they have a great program too, and we know it well. Just really mature, not overmatched by anything, has something like 600 college at bats under his belt. And, you know, we've talked about it a bunch over the years that experience wins, and he's got that in spades. And so, he's been an incredible addition.
All right. I'm going to throw you my hottest current Ole Miss baseball 2024-25 take to end this. You either tell me I'm an idiot, which you wouldn't do because he's too nice, but you say, Ben, no, or gas me up, fire me up. I think, because we haven't talked enough about the returning hitters and we've been going for 20 minutes now. Here it is, Ben's hot take for this season on October 16th. My man Will Furness is about to have his psych over step up junior season.
Yeah, I like that take. I'm all in. Sign me up for that. I think he will. You know, he's one of the, when you look at the returning hitters, Luke Hill, Campbell Smithwick, and he are the guys you need to be good. You know, they're the ones with the bats under their belt. They're the ones that it's their time to be really good, and they've all been good this fall offensively. And so, I would agree with that. You know, and we don't have a ton of guys with really what his profile is. He hit 9 home runs last year. That's going to go up. But I think he's just a more complete hitter now too, is learning how to use the whole field. I could certainly see that, and I would sign up for that right now.
I'm only going to extend this out because you brought him up, Luke Hill. I need to say something. I dogged that kid for how it started and how the social media stuff went, and he became, you know, I'm not going to mention other guys that left and went elsewhere after only one transfer year. He not only stayed, but he became one of Ole Miss's most valuable offensive players. And it looks like he's taken on the leadership angle too. He's really kind of matured in that way. Not that he was immature to begin with, but a bad start to, or at least publicly for fans, it was like, wait a second, you got the blonde hair, you're playing the premium spot. But he moved to second base. He hit like a monster, even when everything was going wrong at the end of the year. Luke Hill deserves a ton of credit. And I need to say, yeah, good for that kid. Because
no doubt. Yeah. And Ben, I think if he were on this with us, he would say the same thing, you know, and that's maturity in itself. He's done an awesome job in it. And, you know, I said Humphrey is our best hitter. It would be A and 1A, whatever you want to call that, with him and Luke. Luke can really hit, and things didn't get off to a great start for him because of the stuff you talked about. And I think that played a real factor in it. I think he's super comfortable in his own skin now, and is comfortable in Oxford and at Ole Miss. And obviously probably, I mean, he was being genuine in it, but really won some brownie points with how he acted this summer and just being solid. And he deserves a ton of credit for that. And he's carried that over into the fall from a leadership standpoint. And I think he'll have a terrific year.
He's Mike Clement, Ole Miss baseball hitting coach, longtime Ole Miss hitting coach, a good friend to me in this podcast, Talk of Champions. For all of your roofing needs, text or call Riverland Roofing, the roofing little house up top, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. I'm Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Check out the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On3. Join with code JOIN50 and get 50% off a subscription right now at the Ole Miss Spirit. Thank you, Clem. You're the best, man. I appreciate you.
All right, pal.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.